Now verse 8. Bhima Pramoda Amodah Suranando Madotkatah Heramba Shambara Shambhur Lambakarno Mahabalah. Here there are 10 names in this verse. So while commenting on the name Bhima, commentator says, Dushtanang Bhayakaritvad Bhima ityuchyate budhaihi. Because he is a source of terror for the wicked, so he is called Bhima, terrific. So Pramoda ishtalabhat sukhaṁ yattu sapramoda iti smritaham. Pramoda is that satisfaction that arises after fulfillment of desires. So that is why this name Pramoda is here. That is to say, he brings about that type of happiness to his devotees. And then comes Amoda. Tata prak sukhamamoda ishtartha prapti nishchayat. And before that Pramoda, there is Amoda. And Amoda is when there is a determination for the obtainment of the desired object. So that is why the name of Ganesha is Amoda, because he helps when he is determined to bring about the fulfillment or obtainment of the desired object. So that is Amoda. Even before the attainment, he is determined to bring about that obtainment. So he is named Amoda. And then Anandaha. Ishtartha bhoga janitang sukhamananda uchyate. Ananda is bliss, happiness. That happiness which arises from the enjoyment of the desired object. So with reference to the name Surananda, the commentator first of all gives a definition or gives the meaning of the term Ananda. So Ananda is that happiness which arises out of the enjoyment of the desired object. That Ananda may be arising out of the divine, Suruttaha, Surasthova, or it abides in the divine, so it is Suranandaha, that is Ananda that arises out of the divinity, out of the manifestation of divinity, that is Ganesha, or it abides in Ganesha from which it comes, and it is one with Ganesha, that is why he is known as Surananda. Ganesha is one with that type of Ananda in the context of the enjoyment of the fruits of, enjoyment of the objects of their desired objects. So that is why he is named as Surananda. Then comes Atayeva Anya Vishaya Moshat Atmaika Bhavata. So Anya Vishaya Moshat. So the other objects are gone, and just that happiness, how his devotee will derive maximum happiness out of the enjoyment of his desired objects. So Ganesha is one with that. That is why he is named Surananda. Then comes Madutkataha. Madena avaranutkrantya madutkata iti smritaha. So madutkata is because he has mada also. Mada, that is grace, and utkrantya, and that is why it is, it goes up, it is aggravated. His attitude of grace is enhanced towards his devotees. That is why he is named as Madutkata. Madena avaranutkrantya Madutkata iti smritaha. And his avarana, the cover goes up, and that shows that his grace is going up. His growth is enhanced with his mada, and so he is named as Madutkata. The next name is He Rambaha. So that is explained here. Ha Shankare. Ha stands for Lord Shiva. Ha Shankare. Rava Shabde. And as a matter of fact, this Rabi, the root is Rabi Shabde. So, ha Shankare Rabha Shabde Shaiva Tantra Pravartanat. And that's why in Shaiva Agama, in Shaiva Tantra, He Ramba means the sound in Shiva. Uddama Sauryavatvadva. Or it is enormous amount of valor. Uddama Shaurya Vatvadva. Or he possesses enormous amount of valor, of bravery. So he is called He Ramba. The first one is because he is always uttering some sounds relating to his filial feelings for Lord Shiva. So that is why he is He Ramba, always making sounds towards his father, that is Shiva. Or He Ramba also means Uddama Sauryavatvad. His enormous strength, enormous valor, enormous bravery he possesses. So he is called, named He Ramba. Then comes Shambaraha. Shang Sukham. Sham is Sukham, happiness. Tad Varang Sreshtham. And Varam is Sreshtham. Yasmin Nasti Sa Shambaraha. So Shambaraha means that one in whom the supreme bliss dwells, who is the locus of supreme bliss, that is Shambaraha. Or Shambangva Kulishangrati Yadva Salila Vigraha. The other interpretation of Shambara is that he gives a thunderbolt to his devotees to ward off his enemies. Or he is made of water. So he is named Shambaraha, Salila Vigraha. The next name is Shambhuhu. Shambhustushang bhavatyasmat shivabhedenavoditaha. And Shambhu, the name Shambhu here indicates that he is one with Shambhu, one with Shiva. And he is the abode of bliss, abode of all auspiciousness. Or Shiva Bhedena, that is to say, he is one with Shiva himself. Lambakarna, beautiful interpretation he gives, Lambakarna. Yatra kvapi kritang bhaktaihi avvanastavanadikam nati dura ivakarnyam lambakarna iti smritaha. नाति दूर इवाकर्ण्य लंबकर्ण इति स्मृतः. सो हिज ईयर्स आर वेरी टू लॉन्ग. इवन इफ एनीवेयर हिज डिवोटी ही कॉल्स हिम, ही रिसाइट्स सम मंत्रास फॉर हिम, सो इट डजंट टेक मच टाइम फॉर हिम टू हियर. His ears are so long that he hears any sound, any invocation or any chanting or any prayer of his devotees from whatever place the devotee is chanting his name. And then the next name is Mahabalah. महान बलासुरो येन बलित्वाद्वा महाबलः. इट वाज लॉर्ड गणेश हु मेड बलासुर एज सो पावरफुल ए डीमन. सो ही इज आल्सो कॉल्ड महाबलः. सो गणेश इज आल्सो कॉल्ड महाबलः. द अदर मीनिंग इज बिकॉज ही इज अनइमेजिनेबली strong, that's why he is Mahabala. Balitvadva Mahabala. So that completes verse 8.